Hi there, and welcome to A Different Way of Seeing. Have you ever wondered how a disabled person lives their life? Join our host, Lois Drachen, as she chats to people about work, education, travel, sport, the arts, and leisure, and the tools and techniques they use to live their lives with the disability. And now, on with the show.
Hi friends, it's Lois. I thought I would just pop in for a second and let you know that if you would like to find out more about my music and my songwriting, stay tuned after the episode. Hi there, and welcome to today's episode of A Different Way of Seeing, a podcast where we talk all things disability. I'm your host, Lois Strachan, and today we are chatting to Letabo Sekutla. Letabo, welcome to the show. Yeah. It is great to have you with us.
Well, thank you. And well, good morning to everyone who is listening and who is watching. It's an honor to also be on the show.
Well, I know more about, no, not really. I mean, I know a little bit about you, and you and I have mostly been engaging through the Aaron's Opinion show and yes, his community. But I really wanted to kind of just unpack a little bit about you and about the work that you do so that my listeners can get to find out as well, because you're doing some really amazing stuff with Zollyhood Universe, the platform, and with the youth in South Africa, the blind youth in South Africa. So, you know, I'd really love to let my viewers and listeners learn a little bit more about you. And maybe we can start right there and say, can you introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about who you are and your story?
Okay. Okay, my name is Letabo Sekutla. Well, let me just say Letabo Sean Sekutla. I'm from Pretoria in Mamelodi. Well, I just want to say that I'm 27 years old. I'm visually impaired, also epileptic. I can say that I have a lot of organizations that I'm also like based in here in Pretoria, which is Tuane Disability Foundation. That's the one that I'm currently with. And I'm also a youth chairperson since last year, actually. I've been engaged with DPSA, also being part of DYSA since then, obviously. So since it has been, I can say, how can I put this? Like, it's been a while since I've been interviewed by people like around the world. You know, I haven't been interviewed by someone from South Africa. So, yeah. So that's one thing I can really say on that. And actually, I can say that, for me, I'm just someone who is into like entertainment. And, you know, with Zollyhood, it's just a platform where I can express myself when it comes to my artistic side of side of things, such as like radio wise. Like yesterday, I was standing in for someone. Even now, she is on radio, even now, like she's doing this show called The Royal thing again. I just forgot, but the name just it just vanished. But yeah, so I was standing in for her yesterday, and it was like nice to do it like for 3 hours even. But also for my acting stuff, I think I started back in 2021. With I Never Saw It Coming. So obviously it was something that I can attest to that. So yeah, so we will delve into that. So when it comes to such.
Yeah, stuff. But just before we get there, for my non-South African listeners, let's just unpack a little bit about that. So DPSA. Okay.
Oh, DPSA. Okay. Well, with DPSA, with DPSA,
what is DPSA? It's Disabled People South Africa. Oh, if I'm correct.
Yes, it is.
So that was one of the organizations that you mentioned that you're with. And the other organization you mentioned, I didn't catch.
The organization that I mentioned, it's Tshwane Disability Foundation, but in short, it's TDF.
Okay. And I think there was another one that's also
DYSA. It's part of DPSA.
Okay, great. Thank you for doing that. Yeah. I just so that people don't know who, where, what. Okay, so that's cool. And then when you say that you are an actor, a voice actor, just tell us a little bit more about that.
Voice acting, mainly we do it on WhatsApp. So, but I won't dwell much into detail, but I can say that they give us scripts to say it, like to put it together. Let's say for example they call you and say, okay, you have to do this and this and this and this, and then they will send you like a voice note and then say that, okay, you have to do this in a certain way. And sometimes for me, well, if they say, okay, I have to do it in a certain way, but sometimes I just get creative in such a way that people they tend to like maybe not understand what am I saying. Because sometimes I use English, sometimes I use my language for people to like to get amazed, you know, because since 2021, since I started, because I didn't know anything about voice acting till I became one of the people that they were, I can say, a casting member since then. And I became a supporting actor as well since then, because I got like certificates for that. And I can say like three, I think it's like two or three certificates that I got, if I remember. And for me, like, it has been a great journey, you know, because like imagine doing things online and people, when you say that, okay, you're acting online, like how you do that, but sometimes people, they don't understand. So for me, it becomes fascinating, more fascinating, you know, because obviously you would know that people, okay, they know acting classes, like you go to a certain agency or you go to a certain place where you have to like do your acting from. And that's how we came with this concept of making it more audio kind of concept, so people can maybe like also catch it on YouTube or on TikTok or even on our radio station as well. So people, they should know what are we doing. Because obviously I started with I Never Saw It Coming season one, which it had like 12 episodes. So I started in that one as well. Also with season two, I did that as well. I did also Don't Cry. I did that as well. And now I'm doing another one called, what's this other one now? We Are Also People. So I've been on this one. I've been on eight episodes already. No, actually nine episodes already. So it's doing well. So I can say that people, if they want to check it out, they can just go to our YouTube channel, but I'll link that on my bio when I send it to you guys.
Awesome. Thank you so much. And thanks for giving us a little bit of detail, because there's so much curiosity now about online acting, audio acting. Because, I mean, radio dramas have been around for ages. But,
true,
you know, it's not something that we really focus on nowadays. Most people seem kind of default to TV, Netflix, that sort of thing. But it's great to know that there are people out there and actors who are focusing. on audio as a means.
Yeah.
Okay, so just to go back then, and maybe we're doing this in a slightly circular way, but that's quite okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Tell us about the work that you're doing with Zollyhood Universe.
Okay, with Zollyhood Universe, okay, as I said, I'm an actor, a voice actor actually, and I'm also part of the technical team when it comes to helping people to solve their problem, because I've been appointed as a technical, I can say a technical person since I think at the beginning of this year. And also, I'm a photographer. Actually, we've been doing a lot of, I can say, documentaries for Zollyhood. We've been doing Zollyhood Shared Stories. I think we've done, how many episodes now? Like 2 episodes. And then we have a podcast as well that I've done with them. And when we shoot those videos, I tend to also edit them as well visually, because usually I would use like softwares like your Microsoft Clipchamp. I would use like your Canva to do the thumbnails and all that stuff. So for me, I can say I have a little bit of sight, but sometimes it can be a bit awkward to edit because it takes me time to do that. Because obviously, like, I would also wake up at like 2 a.m. in the morning and like edit stuff. That's another thing that I can say. But that's part of my work even. Because like, you know, if, even when you have like a company that is starting up, like that is like 3 to 4 years old, and you know, people, they don't understand what kind of company it is that doesn't have fines and all that stuff, but can do such great jobs or great work that other companies can't really maybe produce. It's not like I am bad mouthing, but I'm just only saying. So Zollyhood, since it started, like, it's just a broader spectrum when it comes to concepts that we come across or we create ourselves. So obviously with our radio station, we get a lot of people who are interested in like listening to our radio station and wanting to know on what is going on. And sometimes they reach out to me and ask me like, okay, how do you do this? How do you do that? And they would ask me as well, like, what am I doing? And I'm like, okay, I'm a radio presenter. I'm like, okay. They were like, okay, cool. They would ask me that. And I'm like, I would answer them like professionally as it is. So for me, it would be like, okay, I would do something that people would never believe that I do. Because I'm also a DJ, but part-time, because I also make mixes, because the software that I use mainly is, what you call this? I use, not virtual DJ, but I use Mix. So I did that, when was it? Last year at UVC. But the thing was, they fired me, funny enough, because my old laptop was like broken, so like I couldn't use it for like roughly 4 to 5 months, so I couldn't use it. So until I reached out to the owner, which is my boss, also my mentor, which is Sia Khatebe. So I reached out to him and said to him like, look, can you like help me out, because I can't even broadcast, I can't even do anything. Mm-hmm. He's like, okay, sure. We'll see what we can do, you know. So the other work that I do at Zollyhood, I'm also the social media manager. So which I deal with social media stuff. Like I give stats, check also stats on our YouTube channel, also on our, what do you call this thing again? Like Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram as well. So that's those are my kind of work that I do on day-to-day basis.
Okay, so just to get a bit more clarification here on what you've been saying, the radio work that you're doing, mm-hmm. you are running from your laptop in your own space. It's kind of an online radio. I suppose I should ask that as a question. Is it an online radio? Or are you working in a studio?
Well, yes, it is.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
No, actually, I use only the laptop. We don't have a studio, unfortunately.
Okay. Thank you. So,
yeah.
To kind of understand a little bit more, you mentioned quite a lot about what you're doing with Zollyhood, but you know, what is Zollyhood? What is your target audience, and what is the aim of Zollyhood Universe?
Okay, the aim for Zollyhood Universe, it's more onto empowering people with disabilities, not just people who are visually impaired and totally blind, but also to equip people with disabilities with the skills that they need. Say, for example, like acting, radio, presenting, music, because obviously we have also the division of music, because it's divided into three parts, which is the acting part, the music part, also as well as the radio station part. So, which means, and all these divisions obviously is to equip all people with the skills that they need. And obviously, if there are opportunities where they say, okay, we need people with disabilities to come to this place, or this place maybe needs people for them to, maybe they need their services or their skills, then obviously they know where to go. And then obviously they would reference Zollyhood as their main platform where they started. Mm-hmm. So that's one thing I would say, that Zollyhood is a springboard of what is happening right now, because obviously it's the breeding ground of what is actually happening. And obviously we are working with other people from other places like America, Jamaica, Kenya, I can say Zimbabwe, St. Lucia, and other territories that I can mention. So obviously, as we come together, obviously we form part of Zollyhood as we work collectively and also equip ourselves with whatever knowledge that we have, and also learn from each other when it comes to acting, radio presenting, and music as well.
And you say it's for people with disabilities. Are all of the voice actors, the DJ presenters, and the musicians are all disabled?
Yes, they are. They are disabled.
And all blind and visually impaired, or are you across the spectrum of disabilities?
It depends, but mainly I can say they are mostly they are totally blind and visually impaired.
Great, thank you so much. So who is your target audience then at Zollyhood?
Well, our target market, I wouldn't say it's just only the youth, but it's everyone who is interested in, I can say, like, who wants to consume our content. Because I can say that it's mainly focused on like content that is produced by people with, I can say, disabilities. So obviously our target market is everyone who is like willing to, maybe who is wanted to like understand what is it all about, and also to get to get knowledge on what is going on, like what is the how can I put this way? Like to get the knowledge on how things are run, like especially like when it comes to like radio, music, and like acting. So obviously our target market is everyone who is like willing to like consume our products.
I've been watching some of your recent YouTube videos, and there's been a couple in on there recently that are interviews with people at the Optima College run by South African National Council for the Blind.
Those
have been so fascinating, not just for me as someone who is blind, but I think where they really are, have such a potential impact is for people who don't really understand, who think about us and go, oh, they're blind, they can't do anything. And then you watch those and you get a lot of descriptions of help people understand about the tools that are available and some of the training facilities that are being used. And they're just really providing such a great outlet for people who don't know. What languages do your are you using in your productions, be it on the radio show or radio the radio channel, but also on the audio dramas?
Let me just break it down for you so that our listeners will understand. On our radio station, well, usually, because since we are working with other people from other countries, mainly we use English as our first language. And then on our acting side, we use English, but on other drama series, we use South African languages, such as, let me just make an example with, like Don't Cry, obviously we use Venek. Also on We Are Also People, we use Venek. And then on the others, like I Never Saw It Coming, Law Breakers, and Love Is Everything, we use English. So we only use, because on some of them we use Venek, but on every other drama series we use English.
And across the spectrum of all of the local languages in South Africa, or do you mostly focus on a few of them?
Well, some of them, not all of them, because when I say that our drama series we use English, because obviously we target mostly like say for example, like in America, obviously they won't understand our Venek. So we use English, especially there's this other drama series called Lawbreakers. So that one is made by people who are in the continent of America, St. Lucia and Jamaica and other parts of America, the Americas. So they use English that side. Sometimes they use Spanish, but mainly it is English. And then from our side, we use Venek, obviously, South African languages. So people in South Africa, they get to understand what is it all about, and obviously what awareness are we trying to bring to the broader society. And also, what is it that what we're going to be bringing to the table when it comes to our drama series or our product as well.
Great. Thank you. Now, Zollywood Universe has a website. What can people find on that website?
They can find a lot of things. You can find a description about the company itself, also about the owner, who is Siyabonga Khatebe, and then also the co-owner, which is Jazzy Smith. And then you would get other bios by myself, also Gideon Kobe as well. Because actually we also have Zollywood magazine, but that was launched last year. So we had someone who was writing magazines for us, but unfortunately she left. So actually we also have our radio station, which obviously when they click on our website, which is www.zollywooduniverse.com, when you go to that website, obviously you would get a lot of stuff from there, as I just mentioned. So you will get a lot of content, as well as obviously they can follow us on our social media channels. Obviously, they will get the links on our website. And obviously, as I touch on our radio station, obviously they can tune in whenever, because obviously our website, it's, I can say it's like blind friendly, let me just put it that way, or like even their screen readers can also access the website as well, so that when they visiting the website, they can just go through our website, and also they can check what's going on and all that stuff when it comes to events, current news, and also our our latest drama series, you know. So that's one thing I can say on this, on that one.
It sounds almost as though, you know, under the organization of Zollywood Universe, that if people have skills and are wanting to create something, you'll find a way for them to do that, which is really, really exciting to know that, you know, you guys are flexible enough and adaptable so that, you know, you said there was someone who wanted to bring out a magazine, so they brought out a magazine. Yeah. I think that's really awesome that you're giving people the chance to develop those skills and practice the skills and, you know, put them out there. Now, you also have a YouTube channel, and there's quite a diverse range of material on the channel.
When it comes to the channel itself, which is our YouTube channel, they will get a variety of content, obviously. Not just only our drama series, but also we post also our radio stuff as well on that channel. And also they will get a lot of things that mostly based on Zollywood's products, but not just only products that benefit us as the Zollywood stars, but also for the general public as well, because people obviously they need to know what's going on our lives, especially when it comes to like when we joined Zollywood, like what is going on, what is the purpose, and everything that is happening. So that's the whole thing I can say, because obviously you would get YouTube shorts about what was happening. Even last year we were at Prince Hof last year, I think it was on the 16th of September. I was there as well, doing some mixes and doing some production as well with them as well for some people, presenters, because we had some presenters that we were with last year. And also, obviously, there are videos there that they can check out. Also, they can check it out also on our TikTok account, which is Zollywood Universe on our TikTok account. Obviously, they can check it out also on our Instagram page, which is at Zollywood_official. That's where they can check out everything that is happening there, because also they post reels about the episodes that we have done in the past, like anniversary coming, because obviously they would get the feel of how it is done and how how does it impact on people, especially when it comes to our production?
Great. Thank you. Thank you for sharing that. And what I'll do is I'll actually share the links in the show notes with this episode so that, you know, it'll be easy to find us there as well from there. At least the websites, which sounds like it's the first stop for anyone who's being introduced to Zollywood Universe.
Yeah, true.
So if people would like to contact you, Letabo, how can they contact you yourself? Online or through social media?
Regards to social media, they can just check me out on Facebook, which is Letabo Sean Sugutla. They can find me there. Or on Twitter, they can find me as @YoungLionOVM. Or they can find me on Instagram as @IM_DJYoungLionRSA. Or they can find me, they can send me an email to letabosugutla@zollywoodunivers.com. Or alternatively, they can just send me a WhatsApp on 076-180-6381. Or internationally, they can just +27 76 180 6381. That's where they can find me.
Great. Thank you so much. So I guess the final question for us to kind of dig into is, what does the future hold for Letabo and for Zollywood Universe?
Well, I can say for myself, first of all, because actually, I'm a huge dreamer either way, because I can say that since obviously I am a voice actor, obviously, like I see myself like in big stages either way, and also like with radio as well. Same with radio, because I'm more into such things, and I can literally say that. There's a lot of things that are happening, you know, because there are opportunities that are coming through, and you know, because Zollywood is it's a major milestone for me, and I can't really say much about it because obviously it just says a lot. Because obviously, I can say it's a big door for people to when it's open. Obviously, they just come in and they experience what we do, and obviously, it's something that. People have to like say that like, oh, Zollywood is like this and this and this and this, and then obviously they review it, you know. That's one thing I can say on that. And obviously on our radio station, they can find it also on I just forgot to say it, also they can find it on Radio ZA as Zollywood Radio, so they can find it there as well. So actually about Zollywood's future, I can say I see a bright future. I mean, like, since we have established it since then, it's been a huge milestone, obviously, because, like, you know, people have come and gone. You know, we're still getting more people, but, you know, we're still a family of presenters, actors, musicians, you know, working out together, and everything is working according to plan. And sometimes when we do stuff for the first time, sometimes it won't be great, but eventually when you do it for the second time, obviously it will be like awesome.
Well, that's fantastic to hear. And it really does sound like it's an exciting opportunity to be involved in. We wish you well with all the work you're doing with Zollywood Universe. May the platform grow from strength to strength, and with all the work that you're doing. Letabo Sugutla, thank you so much for being on A Different Way of Seeing with us for a bit.
Well, I can say it's truly an honor to be here on the show.
Hi there, it's Lois. When I speak, I often tell the story of how I first started playing music. It was about a week after I became blind, I joined a rock band. When I moved to Cape Town, I formed a band called Tuesday's Child, and we started playing our own music. Many of the lyrics were written by me, and the music was written either by me or by our guitarist, Mike. Those songs are now available on most of the music streaming services, on Spotify, on Apple Music, on YouTube Music. They're collected under an album called Songs for Someone, and the band is Tuesday's Child. If you'd like to listen to them, I'd really love to hear what you think. So give them a listen and drop me an email on lois@loisstrachan.com. You'll find the Spotify link in the show notes, and you'll also find that email address in the show notes. Thanks so much. I hope you enjoy learning about a different aspect of the work that I do.
Thank you for listening to A Different Way of Seeing. We would love to connect with you. So find Lois at loisstrachan.com or Facebook, Lois Strachan Speaker. This podcast was edited by Craig Strachan using Hindenburg Pro. Hindenburg, it's all about the story. The credits are done at Naledi Media. Naledi Media, all your vocal needs under one roof. Read by Charlie Yazzie. That's it for now. Thank you for joining us, and see you next time when we bring you into the world of seeing differently.